It's the duty of the Attorney General to put the law first. You're there to advise your colleagues in government on what is lawful. That's one of the principal roles I had to play as Attorney General. And in that sense, populism really can't come into it. And that would apply, I'm sure, as much to my successor as it did to my predecessors. So I don't think that's the job of the attorney. As for whether there is populism, there's always been populism in government and, for that matter, in Parliament. Parliament is there to represent public views. They are often populist views. Achieving satisfactory outcomes is about striking a balance between the need for obviously respecting the rule of law, which is absolutely vital, appreciating public pressures to change things, and above all, having informed debate which leads to outcomes which are satisfactory.
But there may be public pressures or perceived public pressures to, for example, pull out of the European Convention on Human Rights. And I think that's the sort of thing that Shami Chakrabarty and others are pointing to.
Well, there's nothing unlawful about pulling out of the European Convention on Human Rights. If the United Kingdom wishes to do that as a government, it's, I think, got to give 6 months' notice of its intention to do so. Of course, if it were to do so, it would have profound international implications for us and, I think, for our international standing, seeing that the United Kingdom's always been at the heart of the international rule of law. We're signatories, I think, to some 13,200 treaties since 1815, and we have signed those treaties precisely to try and build up a framework of international behaviour that reduces the risk of war and conflict and also raises human rights standards. So if we were to withdraw from it, there would be consequences, and one needs to look at that if one's to make an informed decision about it.
Yes, and you are being extremely diplomatic, as I would expect you to be, but that's the point. If we as a nation, if this government did decide to pull out of it, that doesn't make Britain stand very well on the world stage, does it?
Well, I think it would clearly have profound implications for our standing on the world stage. You then also then have to factor in the question of what we would be doing instead. It's been suggested we would have a homegrown Bill of Rights, which is very similar, in which case, of course, our national interpretation in our own courts here might be almost identical to that in Strasbourg. I should make clear there are quite a few things wrong with the European Convention on Human Rights, and particularly the way it's been interpreted by the Strasbourg court. Examples like prisoner voting show, I think, a failure and lack of understanding by the Strasbourg court of national practices, and I'm afraid that doesn't raise its standing. But like everything else, one's got to be a bit careful about not throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
All right. In terms of the reshuffle more broadly, as we look ahead to a general election in May, I mean, today, the events of the last 24 hours have been all about that date, next May, haven't they? Rather, as some people have argued today, rather than about getting on with fresh government.
Well, if I may say so, prime ministers are there to deliver good government, and as a result of delivering good government, to win elections. And you win elections by persuading the electorate that you have done well and that you may do as well, if not better, in future. That's a great challenge, particularly in the current economic climate. But the fact is over the last 4 years, I think the present government has done remarkably well in addressing the underlying economic problems we have when we inherited one of the worst financial crises in modern history. On the other hand, it's also right to say that the public remain very disquieted, and I think understandably, by a number of things looking into the medium future about the future of our country. They want concrete evidence that the government understands that and has some practical solutions. And we need to show in the coming months that we're able to do that. Now, if the Prime Minister's reshuffle delivers that and helps him in that task, he will be fully justified in what he's done.